This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami area condominium tower last month said that the investigation has analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify exactly what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilsheimer said that he and his team are using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it's too early to say what exactly caused that collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. On Saturday, authorities raised a confirmed death toll from that building in Surfside to 86, with 43 people still missing. According to North Korea's KCNA news agency, the leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961, and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations says it's letting go of its paid staff and cutting the size of its steering committee in half. That decision comes as Beijing steps up its crackdown on opposition activity in the city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing annual events commemorating the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing.